Good morning. 7:40 a.m. May the 23rd, 2016. And I'll try to remember to tag the file with the correct date on it today. I realized that I had tagged the entire month, 2012. So I went through and changed all the dates. I don't know if they're going to affect the feed or anything, but if you got all of May downloaded again, that's why. At any rate, my legs have been killing me. The last 2 days, I don't know if it's because I pressed too hard and strained them, or if there's something else going on, but I figured if I don't walk them, I'm going to lose all the rest of the conditioning that I've got over the course of the month. So 2 days off, I'm back this morning. We're counting down. End of high school. It's still going to be a massive pain in the butt all weekend, right through Memorial Day weekend. I think the first day we have that doesn't have something aggravating with it is Memorial Day itself. Today is pretty open. I've got therapy in about an hour, which should help. And then I don't have anything until 3:15. The kids' last day at school is an unfortunately full one, but mostly what they're going to be doing is potlucks and hanging out, since most of the classes she has today, she's only got three. Only one of them has a final, and the rest is just hanging out in administration. Tomorrow is another completely aggravating day. We have to go in so she can pick up her cap and gown, turn in her sign-off sheets. And then the senior cookout starts at 6 o'clock, an event to which parents are explicitly uninvited. Only the students. And then at 6:45, the parents are required to be there. Now, the reason that this is quite so aggravating is that there's not enough time between drop-off, when we have to leave the kid, and required meeting to get home and back again with other than, 15 minutes to spare. Drop her off, go home, have just about time enough to pee, and then go back again. It's like, no, that's not happening. And we're required to be there at 6:45 for 7 o'clock meeting. Final graduation announcements. Rehearsal. Graduation rehearsal is Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. So I'm probably not going to get a walk-in on Wednesday morning. Unless I do it at 6:30 or something. Which might happen, I don't know. It will depend on how today goes on my legs. At the moment, they're not painful. I took it relatively easy in the first mile. I'm not pushing very hard in the second mile. Thursday, father-in-law shows up, which means I've got about 2 months worth of work that has to be done to prepare the house for the Admiral's inspection. And regardless of what happens, we will undoubtedly fall short. Which pretty much tells me it's just not worth the problem, not worth the effort, not worth the trouble, because it's not. Another husband. Well, we always have to go through this every time anyone comes to visit the house. So between today, tomorrow, and Wednesday afternoon, we're going to have to clean up some of the stuff that's in the yard that my father-in-law would disapprove of. We're getting to the point where I will be able to get up in the morning and dedicate my day to writing. We're just not there yet. I should have In Ashes Born proof back like somewhere at the end, very end of the month, sometime after the weekend. I've got a few copies coming in, so I can mark them up and then keep a couple for my archives. Which should give me enough time to approve and place an order for some to be used for the various events across the summer. I'm putting together an order for Nina Els. I'll probably have them drop ship to her store. Although maybe I'll just have them all shipped to the house. We'll see. I don't have a lot to say today. I'm kind of grumbly. Part because I didn't get all that much sleep last night. I'm not quite sure why. Apparently I was chasing something in my sleep, which might explain why my legs ache every morning. Not quite sure what's going on. I was having some sort of dream. My wife woke me up and said, "What are you chasing?" Good morning. Ooh, somebody's excited.
Yeah.
Good morning, good morning. My little dog wanted to come sniff me. It is a lovely morning. I gotta say, I wisely left the jacket back at the house. I'm wearing a polo shirt, a pair of jeans, ball cap, and my hiking coat, my hiking boots. My hiking coat, what the hell? And yeah, it's beautiful out here this morning. It's a little breeze. That sun is going to be hot as all get out as soon as I make this turn to head east. Elder daughter. The progeny's off to work. I fed her with blueberry pancakes this morning. Well, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Good morning, stranger.
Hello, hello. Off to the slave pit that's called Lowe's. She had a very busy day yesterday. Which means it must be 7:45? No. Yeah. Well, she had to be there by 8 today. Yeah, that's right. 8 to 5. Probably closer to 7:50, yes, 7:51. So 11 minutes into the backside here. Chris Moody asks me, I was trying to think of something to say, and this reminded me of it. Chris Moody asked me last night for his monthly update on, do I still think audiobooks is a good way to get an audience? The answer is yes, it's even better than it was when I started. I still think that. I don't have to explain what a podcast is anymore. I don't. The technology to support the podcasting is superb now. It was catch as catch can, cobble it together the best you can. When I started, it was difficult. It was new. Nobody had anything that approached what works and what doesn't. We still have only limited, because art is, after all, art, and what may be acceptable for one person is not going to be acceptable for another. And learning that, learning how to grow an audience using the smaller pool of podcasting. And the problem is that it takes an investment to grow an audience, and too many people are working on an investment of one book. There's an exception to that, and that's Eduardo Suastegui, who has, I think he's got more books out than I do, and he still can't find an audience. He's still selling ridiculously small amounts every month across his various titles. Now, I really don't. His dog titles are apparently the most popular, but his covers are really bad. They're worse probably than mine. Not that mine are bad, it's just that I think I got spoiled by having Michael Sullivan paint me fresh covers. And those spaceships were beautiful. And I don't have those anymore, and I'm not likely to recover them or get them back or find anybody who can do them. So I have all 6 covers for all Seekers and Smugglers tales at this point. They're pretty good. They're not Michael Sullivan covers, but they're still pretty good. I would think half share is going to drop pretty soon. We've had quarter share drop a couple of weeks ago from Podium, the audiobook version of it. And I've had several people ask me if when Ashes is going to be out in audio, and it depends on them getting the first 6 books out first. They wanted to publish Ashes right away, and I said, yeah, you can. It's the first book of a new series, but it won't have anywhere near the effect that having the 7th book drop one a month into Audible, so that actually owner share and in ashes born can drop close together, because owners is so traumatic that having ashes to follow it is highly effective. And they have apparently adopted my strategy of put the existing books out, grow the audience organically. The rationale for going with Jeffrey Kafer was that he will bring an audience that I don't currently have to the franchise. And to start with Ashes, where so much is spoilered and referred back to, is a bit counterproductive in terms of growing an audience and enhancing that audience experience. So they have accepted that suggestion, and Jeffrey is very diligently recording. I don't know how many of them he's got recorded. They haven't asked for Fullshare's pronunciation guide yet, but there aren't that many new names in Fullshare. Double share is when it gets tricky, again, because it's new ships, new people. For the most part, it's it doesn't really matter, because Ishmael's name is the only one that is a bit problematic, because it's spelled with an A and sounds like an O. But yes, Chris, it is still in the last 4 or 5 minutes. It hasn't changed. Audiobooks is still an excellent way to build an audience. That's even a better way than when I started. The key to all of this is to do something remarkable. And I was foolish enough, or lucky enough, I certainly wasn't smart enough, that it wasn't a question of being smart, to do something remarkable the first year. And that was publish 4 novels in 2007, which got people talking about me, which got people listening to the books, and since the books were very different, in spite of the fact that a lot of people did not like what they heard, a lot of people really liked what they heard. And I'm perfectly happy to have people who really like it and people who really hate it. The people who are meh are sort of, could I have done better? Jesus, I hope so. I hope so. Could I have written a better book? I hope so. I hope I have learned something in 2 million words or so, so that the books that I'm writing now are better than the ones that I wrote in 2007. My God, in January, it's going to be 10 years. God. The challenge for me now is to figure out what better means. Write a better book. What is a better book? I don't know. Ashes is a better book. Ashes is a much better book. It's A, it's tighter. B, it's, I think it shows a lot more depth and a lot more subtlety. There's a lot more nuance in the things that are happening in Ashes than were in Quartershare. Although a lot of stuff that happened in Quartershare, which was not terribly nuanced, became nuanced as I wove those threads back into the story later on. His missing father, for example. A couple of people have found that really a little cheesy. I don't care. I liked it. It shows you that I wrote it to show people who are sort of aware on one level but unaware on another. There was no reason for him to have recognized the back of Frank's head. He was always looking for Franklin, not Frank. So, yeah, there was this sort of closed-mindedness about it that really appealed to me. At any rate, I am at the back gate, and I am on a tight schedule. So tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.